Funboy Speaks, episode 880, Flight Attendant Tantrum Suit. It was a big deal not too long ago when the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States decided to lift the ban on using devices during taxi takeoff and landing. It used to be you had to shuttle that stuff down while that was happening. And depending upon where you fly to, not in the United States, but from outside of the United States, those rules may still be in effect. But what I didn't really know and only found out recently is that the Flight Attendants Association or whatever they're called, decided to sue the FAA saying, that's really not a good choice, right? We should still have the ability to control that. And, the courts basically told them to go pound sand. And, you know, again, you can go read the legal reasoning in a TechDirt article that I've linked in the show notes. But again, I don't understand why this is even a problem, right? Because let's face it, passengers out, you know, without electronic devices, passengers have been ignoring the flight attendants during the safety briefings for as long as I can remember, right? And given how much I fly, I mean, I've heard all of these, all variations of this before. At least Delta Airlines actually has in their in-flight safety videos that they have on their bigger aircraft that they actually try to change it up a little bit and make it, sort of funny in some places. There's sight gags and things like that, but the bottom line is that people have always ignored the flight attendants at this phase, and all of a sudden giving them a shiny screen, right, doesn't change anything. I mean, back in the days when before I had a smartphone or something I could use, something like that I could even use in the air, I mean, I would be listening to my Walkman. I'd be doing anything but necessarily sitting there attentively listening to the flight attendants as they give their pre-flight safety speech or whatever. So I don't get what the flight attendants are complaining about. They're just whining, and the court rightly told them to go buzz off. And there you go. So hopefully that'll put an end to this argument about it. But it's amazing that get over it, move on. It's no worse than reading a book. Move on.